but we are all listening to at school right now. Hosted by a Laguna Beach mum, actually, my mum, Laura Buckle, School's Out will feature weekly updates on what's going on in our Laguna Beach school community. And every week, Laura will have a student from one of our Laguna Beach schools to co-host and play their own selection of music. So join us every Wednesday, 3:30 to 5 p.m. for School's Out on KX935, Laguna's only FM.
Filling up Saturday night and my mates are calling up wondering where I've been if I'm ever coming out again. Guess I don't see the harm in just a couple drinks. Guess I don't see the harm in having two or three, but do me good, cause I think of you more than I should. They think they're trying to help, introducing me to someone else. I play along cause I haven't got the heart to tell them that if I dance with somebody, I might want somebody else. And if I want somebody, I might fall in love and forget what it was to be wrapped in your arms so tightly, to be your man. So tonight, cause I'm afraid if I forget, then you'll just become an ex. Just another ex. Just become an ex. Now I remember why this was a bad idea. Now I remember even less than when we got here. Memories, I feel you slipping away from me. I almost wish they played the song we used to sing. I almost bought some other girl your favorite drink. Had to stop myself. Had to drink the lemon, drop myself. They think they're trying to help, introducing me to someone else. I play along cause I haven't got the heart to tell them that if I dance with somebody, I might want somebody else. And if I want somebody, fall in love and forget what it was to be wrapped in your arms so tightly, to be your man. So tonight I'll be dancing alone, cause I'm afraid if I forget, then you'll just become an ex. Just another ex. If I dance with somebody, I might want somebody else. And if I want somebody, I might fall in love and forget what it wants to be. Wrapped in your arms so tight, oh, to be your man. So tonight I'll be dancing along, cause I'm afraid if I forget, then you just become an ex.
Good afternoon and welcome to School's Out with me, Laura Buckle, on KX935, Laguna Beach's only FM. School's Out is the show for the youth of Laguna Beach, and today I've got a couple of guests actually, which are coming up shortly, but I've got a helper in today. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, I'm Lula Buckle, Laura's daughter.
Oh, here she is again. She's always taking over. Did you like that song, Lula Buckle?
I did. I thought it was really catchy.
Okay, that was James T.W. Okay, he's 19 years old. He's a British singer-songwriter. And his single, When You Love Someone, peaked at number 28 in the Billboard Adult Pop song charts. And guess how he was discovered?
YouTube?
Yeah. Shawn Mendes.
Yes,
you know Shawn Mendes.
I know Shawn Mendes.
He found him on YouTube and praised him on Twitter. And then Shawn Mendes' label, Island Records, signed him there and then.
Really?
Yeah.
That is really cool because Shawn Mendes, I'm pretty sure, became famous a little bit from YouTube.
Oh, he did. Oh,
as well.
You know what? You can research that. You've got that computer there. You can research it.
Yeah, I will research it. And he's only 19. That's pretty awesome.
Only 19. James T.W. He's one to watch, apparently. So how are you this week?
I am good. I've had a good week.
You have so far? I mean, it's Wednesday. It's hump day. What did you do over the weekend? Tell the world. How's your week been?
I performed at a very fabulous place, the Segerstrom Concert Hall. I was the dragon in the show King Arthur and the Legend of the Dragon's Lair. And it was really fun.
It was.
And I also had my birthday party.
Oh, yeah. Let's not forget that. So how old are you now? 33?
No, I am 11, but I do get that a lot.
Okay, coming up now is Feels Like Summer by Weezer, because it does feel like summer. It's so hot, it's so beautiful, it's so wonderful. It's Laguna Beach.
See it clearer, or are you deceived? And what what you believe. Cause I'm only human after all, and you're only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. Cause I'm only human after all, and you're only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. Cause I'm only human after all, and you're only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. Some people got the real problems. Some people out of love. Some people think I can solve them. Lord heavens above.
You're listening to Schools Out on KX93.5 Laguna Beach's Only FM. I've got my first guest with me today. I've got the lovely Lucas. Say hello, Lucas.
Hello.
Nice to have you here. So Tommy brought Lucas in, and Lucas is 15 years old, right?
Yes, I am.
And which school do you go to, Lucas?
I go to Hallstrom Academy.
Hallstrom Academy. And where are you from originally? Because you have a beautiful accent.
Oh, I have. Thank you. I'm from Brazil.
Okay. And how long have you been here?
I've been here about 2 years.
Wow.
These last 2 months.
And any preference? Do you prefer Brazil or Orange County?
No, I think, like, this place is really beautiful.
It is. And do you live in Laguna Beach?
No, I live in San Clemente.
Oh, nice. Okay, beautiful. So you live near the ocean. Perfect.
Yeah.
Do you surf?
No.
You don't?
I don't.
Okay. What are you into? What are your interests? What are your hobbies?
My favorite sport is swimming. I like swimming and I like volleyball.
Fantastic.
Really much.
And what about music?
I really like music.
You do?
Yeah.
You do. What are your favorite bands, kind of genre?
I really like rock music, mostly 80s.
Love that. Love Woo! That. No wonder Tommy Benson told you to come in. We love a bit of 80s music at KX935, definitely. Wonderful. Well, we're going to talk to you more, but I know that it's one of your ambitions to be on the radio and to do announcements like this,
yes,
right?
Yes, I want to do voice acting. Yes.
You do?
I like.
Like voiceover work?
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay, right. Well, you've got in front of you a little script that our wonderful Tommy Benson gave to you. And I want you to read that out before I play the next track, which is Hot Thoughts by Spoon. So can you go for it? Read what's in front of you.
Of course. This is Lucas, and you're listening to Scooze Out on Laguna's Only FM, KX93.5.
Amazing.
Oh, yet the vibration won't do you no good. It won't do you no good. You better start running when you hear me coming. It won't do you no good. It won't do you no good. No, we don't mind if you don't mind. The feeling come take you. It won't do you no good. It won't do you no good. And you know I got fever. So won't you hit me right? You know you might as well. It won't do you no good. Say it won't do you no good. And I said, kiss your baby goodbye. Come on, love, it's alright. Heaven knows they wanna break you apart. Yeah. Kiss your baby goodbye. Come on, love, it's alright. Never know. Try to shake it off, try it all you want, it won't do you no good. Said it won't do you no good. And I said, kiss your baby goodbye. Come on, love, it's alright. Heaven knows they wanna break you apart, yeah. Kiss your baby goodbye. Come on now, it's alright. You never know unless you give it a try. Oh, yeah.
With No Good. You're listening to Schools Out on KX 93.5, Laguna Beach's only FM. And I have with me the lovely Lucas, 15 years old, originally from Brazil, now living in San Clemente, and wants to work on radio and voiceover. And I can tell why, because he has a marvelous voice, don't you, Lucas?
I hope I have.
We were just discussing off air what we think is a nice accent. And what was your favorite accent?
England, definitely.
See, I like him already. You can come on again. And we were also talking about carnivals, because you guys are the master of carnivals, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's a big party in Brazil.
It is?
Yeah, it's a definitely big thing.
How often do you go back?
To Brazil? Well, we haven't gone back to Brazil ever since we got here.
Okay.
But we're definitely planning to visit Brazil back. Maybe on July or...
Fantastic. Yeah. So do you miss the celebration? Do you miss the partying?
Not a lot. You know, San Clemente where I live is very quiet and can be sometimes really good.
Yeah, yeah, just nice to have that peace, I guess.
Yeah.
So we talked about your interests and your hobbies. You love music. You love great music. You're going to announce a track that you want to put on next. I'm very, very excited. But you also really enjoy gaming, right?
I do. It's, yeah, it's really fun.
And you have a huge selection of games, not just modern games.
Yeah, not just modern games. We have, like, we have a 70s game. We have arcade, Nintendo's, and we have It's a huge selection of games.
I completed Sega's Sonic on the Mega Drive back in the 80s. No, early 90s. Yeah, I was very impressed with myself. My daughter's laughing now. She thinks it's ridiculous. See, I was cool once.
It's not at all ridiculous.
No, it's super fun. Well, it's been really lovely to meet you, and I hope that you'll come on again. I love your voice, and we're always looking for volunteers over the summer to help us with a few production things. So maybe we can talk about that off air and see if we can get you in here in the summer.
All right.
There's lots of opportunities at KX93.5. You just have to drop us an email. Right, okay. Now it's time to introduce your song. You ready?
Definitely. All right, so you're listening to Scoo's Out on KX93.5. And next up is Depeche Mode. Enjoy the silence.
KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5.
School's Out is KX93.5's new after-school show designed for the younger people in Laguna Beach. We love KX's alt-generational rock music, but School's Out is a show that plays the music we are all listening to at school right now. Hosted by a Laguna Beach mum, actually, my mum, Laura Buckle, School's Out will feature weekly updates on what's going on in our Laguna Beach school community. And every week, Laura will have a student from one of our Laguna Beach schools to co-host and play their own selection of music. So join us every Wednesday, 3:30 to 5 p.m. for School's Out on KX935, Laguna's only FM.
I can see you staring at the windows at night, but don't you fret, my dear. I know just where I've been hiding now. Save me on this fortress.
They're all gonna keep on twiddling them thumbs, skiddly-dee-dum-dum. And so they keep on twiddling them thumbs, skiddly-dee-dum. So they keep on twiddling them thumbs, skiddly-dee-dum, skiddly-dee-dum. They're gonna keep on twiddling them thumbs, skiddly-dee-dum-dum.
But I fall when I'm around you. Show me an open door, then you go and slam it on me. I can't take any more. I'm saying, baby, please have mercy on me. Take it easy on my heart, even though you told me to hurt me. You keep tearing me apart. Just to be near you, baby. Heart open, testify. Tell me that I'm not crazy. I'm not asking for a lot, just that you're honest with me. And my pride is all I got. I'm saying, baby, please have mercy on me. Take it easy on my heart, even though you don't mean to hurt me. You keep tearing me apart. Would you please have mercy on me? I'm a puppet on your string. And even though you got good intentions, I need you to set me free. Would you please have mercy, mercy on my heart? Would you please have mercy, mercy? Consuming all the air inside my lungs, ripping all the skin from off my bones. I'm prepared to sacrifice my life. I would gladly do it twice. Consuming all the air inside my lungs, ripping all the skin from off my bones.
listening to Schools Out on KX93.5, Laguna Beach's only FM. And I've got my next guests in. Lucas was marvellous earlier on. You may have heard him. Lovely Lucas from Brazil, who's been here for a couple of years. But now I have three people who are equal calibre, but they're all Laguna Beach people, right? Yeah? None of you are from Brazil originally or anywhere else? Okay.
Well, I am from Connecticut.
Oh, you're from Connecticut. Okay.
Well, I moved here 2 years ago.
Oh, well, that's okay. Do you want to bring your mic a little bit closer to you? Yeah. Is that okay? Right. Okay. So one by one, I'm going to get you to introduce yourself and just tell me your name, your age, and that's it.
Okay. I'm Drew Fink, and I'm 14 years old.
I'm Serene Arie, and I'm 17 years old.
I'm Will Kramer, and I'm 18.
Okay, and what do you all have in common?
We are in Cinderella.
Yeah, we're in Cinderella. Yeah. Cinderella.
Yay! In chorus. Yeah, they're in Cinderella at the high school, which me and Lula have had the pleasure of seeing, and it was absolutely fantastic. So, so good.
Thank you.
Really, really good. So, Drew, who do you play?
I play ensemble, so I'm a village guest, a horse, and a palace guest.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just a variety of roles.
Ensemble.
Really, really good. And what about you, Serene?
I'm the godmother.
Amazing. Can you, like, turn this phone into a plane? Oh, my goodness. You wouldn't believe what's going on. It's a good job it's radio. You wouldn't believe what's going on. There's, like, a huge jet in the studio right now. Just kidding. Okay, Will, right now, before you start, Will. So Will is an intern here. And yep. I met him last week. And had no idea he was in Cinderella. And here we go. So what are you in Cinderella, Will?
Same as Drew.
A horse?
I'm a horse, a town guest, and a palace guest. I'm also Cinderella's dad.
You are?
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
I wear the top hat.
Yeah, he's in the prologue.
Now we know. Now I know you. Well, I'm delighted to have you on, and we're going to talk a bit more about Cinderella shortly. But Drew, you've actually, me and Drew go way back. We're like old friends. We climbed this huge mountain together, didn't we? What was it? Half Dome.
Yeah.
We did Half Dome together. Yeah, Drew was my climbing buddy in Yosemite.
Yeah,
we nearly died, but it was okay. We managed it. We fought to the top. Yeah. So I'm playing your tracks today, and the first one that I'm going to play is one that I've played before on Schools Out. It seems to be really popular right now, and it's That's What I Like by Bruno Mars.
Hey. I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass invited, so go on and get to clapping. Go pop it for a plan, pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a plan, drop it for me. I'll rent a beach house in Miami, wake up with no jammies. Lobster tail for dinner, Julio served that scampi. You got it if you want it, got it if you want it. Said you got it if you want it, take my wallet if you want it now. Jump in the Cadillac,
girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want,
just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby, you deserve it all. And I'm gonna give it to you.
Cool jewelry shining so bright. Strawberry champagne on ice. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Sex by the fire at night. Silk sheets and diamonds all white. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. I'm talking trips to Puerto Rico. Say the word and we go. You can be my flica. Girl, I'll be a flico mamacita. I would never make a promise that I can't keep. I promise that your smile ain't gonna never leave. Shopping sprees in Paris. Everything 24 carats. Take a look in that mirror. Now tell me who's the fairest. Is it you?
Is it you?
Is it me?
Is it me?
Say it's us.
Say it's us.
And I'll agree, baby. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want.
Just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby. You deserve it all. And I'm gonna give it to you.
Gold jewelry.
Shining so bright. Strawberry champagne on ice. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Sex by the fire at night. Silk sheets
little bit of Bruno Mars. He was making his appearance on KX 93.5, Laguna Beach's only FM. And I'm joined by the cast of Cinderella. Not all of them, because the studio's not quite big enough. But we've got Drew, we've got Serene.
Yes.
Serene. And we've got Will, who is also our intern. So, Serene, I'm going to ask you a few questions now. You have a really, really beautiful voice.
Thank you.
Really beautiful. Have you always been involved in theatre, or is this something that's come when you've been at high school?
Kind of. I started writing music at a really young age.
Wow.
I was, like, doing writing music and singing competitions when I was 8. Up until now, I've been doing them. And then I started singing opera.
Yeah.
More recently, and then I kind of transitioned back into theater. I did theater a little bit at the end of middle school, and I'm doing it again now.
I love it. And which theater, have you been involved in a theater company within Laguna Beach?
No, we just moved here about 2 years ago, a year and a half
okay.
ago. So I came from Connecticut, and then I went to OSHA.
Yeah.
And then I switched to Laguna Beach High School.
Fantastic. Wow. And what was your experience like at OSHA?
I was in the classical voice department, and it was good, but it just wasn't a good fit for me, so yeah. I decided to switch to here.
Yeah, and Laguna Beach High School is a pretty good
it's
fit.
So nice, yeah.
I've actually had my transition interview today about my son moving up, which, and I was like, oh, but he's choosing to do technical theatre, and I'm over the moon. Yay! So, yeah, we're a theatre family. Okay. We're like the Von Trapps. I'm just, you know, I'm going to get my mum to make us all outfits out of curtains and things. So, yeah, so, Will, what about you?
What about me?
Tell me a little bit about you.
I'm a senior.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And have you been involved in the drama department at Laguna Beach High School?
Yeah. I started junior year. I was in Almost Maine. That was my first time in doing drama, starting drama. And since then, I was in The Man Who Came to Dinner.
Which I loved, by the way. Really loved.
That was a good show. And I did the playwriting and directing class too, and that's where you get to like make your own stuff.
Great.
So yeah, and now I'm in Cinderella with all these
guys. And what are you thinking about doing like in the future? Obviously, you're a senior. Like, where do you think you'll stick down a kind of theatrical path, a writing path?
Yeah, I mean, not necessarily theatrical, maybe more on screen, but definitely on the writing aspect and stuff. I really like writing, so.
Fantastic. Well, you know, we couldn't perform in plays if they weren't written, so I think it's a very important part. And okay, Drew.
Yeah.
So you're just a little, you just do everything, Drew Fink. I just wonder when you actually sleep.
Never.
Never, no. Because not only are you a superstar theatre, man, actually you're a man, you're taller than me. But you also Mr. Sporty too.
Yeah, I play football.
You do?
Yeah.
And you did really well this year. And my poor radio show on a Friday night kept getting squished because Laguna Beach High School football did really well. No, I'm only kidding. I was pleased for you, really.
Thanks.
It was good. Yeah. So what position do you play? Because I know nothing about football.
I play left tackle on the offensive line, like the line of people who just hit each other the entire game.
Ooh. But you wear a lot of padding. It's not as scary as rugby, is it?
No,
you're not quite as tough as a rugby player.
We're all safe out there.
Yeah, you've all still got your teeth and
for the most part.
Yeah, that's good. Any big injuries since you've been playing football?
Not for me. No, we had a teammate break his leg though on the first game, which sucked. But nothing too bad.
That's
after
good.
That.
You're kind of like Finn from Glee.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I've heard
the
that.
Fact that you like that you play sports and you're an amazing sports player. my daughter's just having it like, oh, you really are.
My friend tells me that.
Yeah,
all
and
the time.
and the fact that you're super into drama as well. Yeah. And is it easy to be involved in both of those things? Do you ever get grief? Like, let's be honest. Do people ever like say mean things to you for being involved in?
Not really. Either? No, people are just supportive of everything.
That's like, really cool.
Yeah,
that's nice to know. Right, I'm going to put your next track on now, which is one of my favorites. I was really pleased when you picked this. This is Chainsmokers with Paris.
We were staying in Paris to get away from your parents, and I thought, wow, if I could take this in a shot right now, I don't think that we could work this out on a terrace. I don't know if it's fair, but I thought, how could I let you fall by yourself?
well, I'm wasted with someone else. If we go down, then we go down together. They'll say you could do anything. They'll say that I was clever. If we go down, then we go down together. We'll get away with everything. Let's show them we are better. Let's show them we are better. Let's show them we are better. We're staying in Paris to get away from your parents. You look so proud, standing there with a frown and a cigarette, posting pictures of yourself on the internet, out on the terrace. We breathe in the air of this small town on our own, cutting glass with the thrill of it, getting drunk on the past we were living in. If we go down, then we go down together. They'll say you could do anything. They'll say that I was clever. If we go down, then we go down together. We'll get away with everything. Let's show them we are better.
Let's show them. Say that I was clever. If we go down, then we go down together. We'll get away with everything. Let's show them we are better.
We were staying in Paris.
If we go down,
we were staying in Paris.
If we go down,
we were staying in Paris.
Are listening to Schools Out on KX 93.5 Laguna Beach's Only FM. And I am joined by the wonderful cast of Cinderella, Drew, Serena, and Serene. I'm going to keep putting that A in. You just have to smack me. It's when people call me Laurie. Annoys me. And the lovely Will. And we've just been talking about, you know, how they got into theatre and drama and how long they've been doing it and all that kind of other stuff. So with regards to being in a production, do you want to just, like, I'm wondering who I can ask. Will, I'm going to ask you. Commitment-wise, is it a huge commitment when there's a show on? I mean, how, what kind of hours are you rehearsing and stuff right now?
Leading up to it, it definitely is. You have to be there every day. If people miss rehearsal, it just basically makes the next rehearsal that much more painful because we have to go over everything again because somebody missed. And, like, everybody has a fairly important role or has their moment in the show that they need to be there for, and everything maybe in a number is based around that.
Mm-hmm.
But since we started the show, we only show up either on Thursday sometimes or Friday before the show on Friday, just to refresh a little bit and go over it. But I mean, once you kind of start actually having the show, like, be performed in front of a large audience, it just becomes kind of, you get into a rhythm and everything.
Yeah. And Serene, I nearly said Serena again. Is it like, I used to be involved in theatre, so my background was theatre, so I kind of know the answer to this question, but I want you to tell everybody anyway. When you do work on a show in such close proximity with each other, do you become like a family?
Oh, yeah. We call it the theater family. We are, like, definitely like a family. There are no cliques. There's none of that. It's just all of us working on this show, and we're all working towards the same goal. And yeah, we just share so much being together for so much time, as Will was saying, like, 3-hour rehearsals and tech week, and we're so pushing through together.
And what about your plans for the future? So are you a senior now?
I'm a junior.
Okay,
so
one more year. Okay. I can't keep up. Okay, so what are you thinking in the future?
I think I might go into classical singing, opera, and also writing music. I'm interested in, like, composing for films. Like, I love film scores, and I've been taking, like, technical music classes.
Amazing. That's fantastic. Yeah. We had our first experience of working with a conductor this weekend. Lula was at the Segerstrom performing, and it's amazing to watch how this person, you know, just using a tiny baton can control, like, speed and pitch, and, yeah, so incredible, and reading off a score, and, yeah, really, really good. And Drew, you're going to be a footballer. Oh, wait, there, you aren't.
Am I?
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Okay.
I thought you sounded a bit quiet. Football? Drama?
Yeah.
Any ideas? Because, I mean, even though you're about 7 feet tall, you're actually only a freshman.
Well, I plan to continue playing football, and then after football is done, I plan on doing all the musicals.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're going to be a busy guy.
Yeah. But it's fun.
I think it's great. Yeah. I love it. And he is Finn from Glee, but looks like Ryan Gosling.
I mean, it's
Ryan Reynolds. Yep. Yeah. It's not a bad combination.
He looks like their son. Like, if they both had a child, that's what Drew would look like.
That's the best way to put it.
Yeah. Maybe I'll get Lula to take some photographs for the School's Out Instagram so you can all see for yourselves.
Maybe.
Right. Okay. We're going to play a song now. And I don't think you know which one this is, but it was actually a request from your lovely mum, the fabulous TJ, who's a friend of mine. And she's great and fun. And it's Blink-182. Tell me why.
Yeah, well, my mom is best friends with the wife of the lead singer. They went to, like, middle school together and first grade. They've been friends since first grade together.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, I chose this one because there's an array of Blink-182, and a lot of them I couldn't play. Thanks. but, yeah, I chose What's My Age Again, which is just reminds me of, the 90s.
I took her out. It was a Friday night. I walk alone to get the feeling right. We started making out, and she took off my pants. But then I turned on the TV, and that's about the time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23. And I saw more of these my TV shows. What the hell is ADD? My friends say I should act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again? But later on the drive home, I called her mom from a payphone. I said I was the cops, and your husband's in jail. The state looks down on sodomy. And that's about the time that bitch hung up on me. Nobody likes you when you're 23. And I still wanna lose my bank phone calls. What the hell is call ID? My friends say I should have my age. What's my age again? What's my age again? What's my age again?
I love that. You're listening to Schools Out on KX 93.5 Laguna Beach's Only FM, and I'm joined by the cast of Cinderella. So I've seen Cinderella. I know loads. Have you been sold out most nights?
Yeah, we've been over 90% sold out of tickets every night.
Yeah, because everyone I know has been to see it.
Yeah.
And I know that all the guys from No Square Theatre, which is where the theatre company that my daughter's involved in, they've all been to see it. And you guys came to see our production of Schools Out. Schools Out. School of Rock. And I just love how we're all kind of a big theatrical family. All over. It's all good. Okay, Serene. Just set Serene a challenge. It's what I like to do. I want you to tell people the dates still available to go and see Cinderella, but in a fairy godmother style. Okay, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Take it away.
All right. Come see Cinderella, March 31st, April 1st, and April 2nd. Oh, and on the 31st and on the 1st, it's at 7 o'clock. And on the 2nd, it's at 2:30.
That was awesome. That was amazing. So, so good. Thank you guys so much for coming in. Is there anything else that you want to say? Anything else? Oh, just quickly, because who's the director now?
We have like three co-directors.
Okay.
Miss Carol, she's the director of the drama department at the middle school and at the high school.
Okay.
Then
you know Paul's last name.
Paul Nigro. Oh. He directs the choreography, yeah. And he's helped us with the acting and the blocking for the show too a lot. And Roxanna Ward, who directs the music.
We love her. Yeah. Oh, and her show.
They're all so great.
Coincidentally, if you're over 18, Roxanna Ward's show, you have to be over 18, is going to be on really soon at No Square Theatre. In fact, Lula, that's your next job. Type No Square Theatre and find the dates for Roxanna Ward's show. Well worth seeing. I've heard some of it.
I wanted to go see it.
It's a little bit fruity in parts, but it's really, really good. Thank you so much. And the reason I asked you for the names of all of those people is because big round of applause.
Yeah.
Because you know sometimes the directors and the people who are involved behind the scenes don't get. You know, the kind of...
Oh, and the orchestra pit.
Oh yeah.
They
were amazing. I actually thought you had a soundtrack, and you didn't. It's all live. All the music's live. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Really good. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
I'm going to play a bit of Zayn now. So we've just gone from opera to Zayn. You're listening to Schools Out on KX 93.5, Laguna Beach's only FM.
Stop looking for love. Girl, you're young, you still got time. Girl, you're young, you still got time. Girl, you're young, you still got. Just stop looking for love. You still got time. Girl, you're young, you still got time. Girl, you're young, you still got time. This could be something if you let it be something. Don't scare me away. Turning something's into nothing, babe. You're already used to the games, babe.
Girl, you still got time. Girl, you still got time. Girl, you
to me, hey, oh yeah. Come give it to me, play by play. I can tell you've been bored all day, cause you're young, you still got time, don't waste your time.
We be wasting away, oh yeah. It don't matter what you say, yeah, yeah. And that smile gonna take you places. And I know you wanna see some places.
So stop looking for love. Girl, you're young, you still got time. Girl, you're young, you still got time. Girl, you're young, you still got. Just stop looking for love.
Yeah, yeah, EDL, hey. There's a song that I wrote for you. Yeah, ego in a perfect world, it's just me and you. Hey, but girl, let's just wait till this party through. Yeah, cause I feel great, I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but I got this fruit punch in my cup. Night just getting started, I'm already doing too much. Reach down in my pocket, my wallet missing, boy, tighten up. Party all on the rooftop, might just fall off if I jump. That's when you showed up, okay, I'm 19. Few bright dreams, few visions. Want a few nice things, income stream, eight figures. Ay. Okay, my phone all too much, so I'm dripping. I got it shaking like 99, that 2000, no limit. Mama said, boy, you a soldier, and you can't survive, yeah. Hey, that boy, I heard you got it locked up. Hey, let's skip the talk and get the vibe, yeah. Hey, and I remember all them long nights. Hey, eating out, we get fair right, yeah. And I just want my neck froze up, yeah. Sound like a dead headlight, hey. Swear I was too lit when you caught my eye. I had to try to act not too surprised. I know you came in here just with your friends, but I cannot help but pull you to the side. And I say, this is a song that I wrote for you. Ayy, it go in a perfect world, it's just me and you. Dang, but girl, let's just wait till this party through. Yeah, cause girl, I feel great, I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but I got this fruit punch in my cup. Night just getting started, I'm already doing too. Reach down in my pocket, my wallet missing, boy, tighten up. Party all on the rooftop, might just fall off. Yo, if I jump, yo, that's when you showed up, okay. Now, lately, been feeling so different. Party in O-Town with all them niggas. Won't sign the Motown, they ED a bigger. Watch how it go round, them tables turn quicker. Picture, young K on top. Picture me rolling like pot. Anyone sleeping on me in the industry, you better picture me holding your spot. I change a lot. Pass me the clock. Matter of fact, pass me the ox. Party went up like my stock. Watch, I never fold you a laptop. Seen you walk past, had to ask, stop. Cause this is a song that I wrote for you. Yeah. It go on a perfect night, it's just me and you. Hey. But girl, let's just wait till this party through. Yeah. Girl, I feel great, I don't know about you. I don't know about you, still got this fruit punch in my cup. Life just getting started, I'm already doing too much. Reach down in my pocket, found my wallet, hey, that's what's up. Party top for the world, I might just fall off if I jump. That's when we linked up, okay, yeah.
That was Fruit Punch by Kado, and I played that last week, actually. I think that was Kiko Nelson's choice, and I liked it, so I put it back in this week. Thank you, Kiko. I've got the new... Well, I'm not going to tell you the news. We've got my little intern this week, Miss Lula Buckle, who's been looking for news in the schools, okay? So are you ready with your... school news?
Yes, I am.
Did you like that?
Yeah, that should be like... the thing.
Okay, now. Carry on.
Okay, so for Top of the World Elementary School, volunteer hours need to be submitted if you're volunteering, and actually volunteers needed. And the jogathon was on the 24th, same with El Morro, and our goal was $60,000. We made $70,000 at our TOW Jogathon,
wow,
which is really good. For El Morro, the parents' night out at Pelican Hill is April 6th.
Fancy.
And it is, yeah, I, that's what I thought. And then it is also Respectability Month.
Okay.
For Thurston, the Epic Challenge raised $35,000, and that's it for Thurston. And for LBHS, Cinderella, as you just heard.
Yes.
And track meet this week at Tribuco Hills.
Is it Tribuco?
Tribuco Hills High School.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you very much for your news.
Send me your location, let's focus on communicating, cause I just need the time and place to come through. Send me your location, let's ride the vibrations. I don't need nothing else but you. At times I wonder why I fool with you, but this is new to me. This is new to you. Initially, I didn't wanna fall, but you gather my attention. It was all for you. So don't take advantage. Don't leave my heart damaged. To understand that things go a little bit better when you plan it. Oh, so won't you send me your location? Let's focus on communicating, cause I just need the time and place to come through. Send me your location, let's ride the vibrations. I don't need nothing else but you. I don't wanna fall in love off of some sweet, so let's get personal. I got a lot of cool spots that we can go. Tell me what's the move and I got you. I'm only acting like this cause I like you. Just give me the vibe to slide in. Oh, I might make you mine by the night then. Send me your location, let's focus on communicating, cause I just need the time and place to come through. Send me your location, let's find the vibrations. I don't need nothing else but you. Ride, come and vibe with me tonight. I don't need nothing else but you. Ride, come and vibe with me tonight. I don't need nothing else but you. Nothing else but you.
That we weren't on air. There you go. That's your first mistake.
Oops.
Two more and you're out. I'm only kidding. I am going to say this, actually, because it's on my computer. We forgot to mention this in our news, and it's super exciting and very, very important. It's probably going to be the last thing we say now until next week when we are back at 3:30. But Top of the World Elementary School, the fifth grade, Mrs. Campbell's fifth grade class, would like to share their passion for being concerned partners for the ocean. They've actually spent a good portion of the school year learning about the importance of a healthy ocean, how much we need our ocean, yet how badly it's struggling in so many ways. They are ocean warriors and they're doing what they can to create change, but it's not enough. They want to spread awareness about the current and future issues of our beautiful oceans so that others can come along beside them in creating some kind of change. So you're invited to the free first ever Ocean Awareness Family Night at Top of the World Elementary School to help them create a wave of change. The Ocean Awareness Family Night is Thursday, April 6th, so next Thursday, and it's 6 till 7:30, and it's in the multi-purpose room of Top of the World Elementary School. They've set two goals for this event. In addition to spreading awareness about the ocean, they would like to earn at least $1,000 in donations, which they would then pass on to the Pacific Marine Mammal Center in Laguna Beach. Some of the activities planned for the event include a student TED Talks, Use Plastic Creation Station, Game Station, Bake Sale, Silent Auction, which they've got some great gifts, student-made gifts, student presentation, and you'll get to watch a student presentation about plastic for dinner, acid in the ocean, our watershed, seafood watch, the pick-up throwdown skit, which was written and performed by students. So please, if you would like to come along and support these guys, they're doing a really, really good job, these little ocean warriors, and they've worked really hard all year. It's Thursday, April the 6th, 6 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. I think it's time to go.
Yes.
It is. It is. And I'm going to leave you. Sadly, I know. We hate to leave, don't we? Will, can you say hi? Will's still here. Intern Will.
Everyone.
There you go. Yeah, it's time to go. But we're going to leave you with Hot Thoughts by Spoon and then Colours by Halsey. Sorry, Lula, I know it's your favourite. And then Castle on the Hill by that guy who's not in the charts and played very much. Yes, Mr. Ed Sheeran. It's been wonderful. It's been a pleasure. And I will speak to you next Wednesday, 3:30 till 5. If you want to hear more of my dulcet tones, please tune in to my Friday night show, Smashed, which is 7 till 9 p.m. every Friday, where I'll be playing the newest, funkiest, coolest dance music that's coming out right now, as well as some old classics. Take care. Have a great week.
Bye.